Well, welcome to this service. It's nice to see so many people here. During the first hymn, people will bring the produce and place it around here, ready for God and ready for use. So let us pray first our prayer for the interregnum together. Gracious God, you are with us always. We thank you for guiding us by your Spirit through our life together as church. We pray that we may hear your voice in this time of interregnum. Grant us patience, grant us vision, grant us courage as we seek a new priest for our two churches. And by your grace, lead us to be a more Christ-like church, a church that is contemplative, compassionate, and courageous. Because we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you. You'll notice that the notices are on there here as well. They're more or less the same as they were before. Except that we're having a sharing lunch for both churches today at 1 o'clock. This will be in Tyler's Green Parish Rooms, starting at 1 p.m. Cutlery and crockery will be provided. Just bring yourselves together with a main course or salad or pudding to share, plus your own drink. If you're able to help with setting up, putting down, washing up, that would be greatly appreciated. This is a great opportunity to meet together as a joint fellowship. Thank you. The produce will be taken to the Wickham Woman's Aid, by the way, at the end. And Gail will be ready to receive the produce after this service at the gate near the Queen's Head. Is that right? Yes. The one down there. And she will then put it in her garage to be safe so that nobody will steal it. Then she will take it down to Women's Aid this afternoon. Thank you. So let us begin. Our first hymn is Come Ye Thankful People Come, 75.
Save me now.
And so as we stand, let us pray. Father, as we celebrate this season of thanksgiving, we give thanks for the blessings of food, provision, and nourishment. Please grow in us a harvest for the world. Come sow a seed of hope within our souls, Lord, that we might yield goodness, patience, and kindness in abundance. Sow a seed of peace in our lives, Lord, that we might bear the fruits of forgiveness, compassion, and righteousness. Sow a seed of love in our hearts, Lord, that our others would reap the blessings of family, friendship, and community. And so may each seed of hope, peace, and love grow within us into a harvest that can be feasted on by all. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. And so we come to our confession. Lord, we confess to you our lack of care for the world you have given us. Lord, have mercy. We confess to you our selfishness for not sharing the earth's resources fairly. Christ, have mercy. We confess to you our failure to protect resources for others. Lord, have mercy. And so may God, the author, Christ the creator, and the spirit sustainer, give us life that we may change and enable us to change that we may have life. Amen. And the collect. God, our Father, you never stop the work you have begun and bless all human labour. Make us wise and faithful stewards of your gifts, that we may serve others, look after our world, and seek justice so that all may share the good things you provide. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now our second hymn, For the Beauty of the Earth, 112.
Thank you.
please be seated. Christine and Roger will now read the readings from the Bible.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of the prophet Habakkuk, chapter 1, beginning to read at verse 1. The prophecy that Habakkuk the prophet received. How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Or cry out to you, violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife, and conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed, and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous, so that justice is perverted. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets, so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright. But the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is taken from Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 1, beginning to read at verse 1. From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ the Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and, I am persuaded, now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or me as this prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher.
That is why I'm suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he's able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. This is the word of the Lord.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, beginning to read at verse 5. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. He replied, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted into the sea, and it will obey you. Suppose one of you has a servant ploughing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, come along now and sit down and eat? Won't he rather say, prepare my supper, get yourself ready while I wait and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink. Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. Today, it's Harvest Festival, and we're celebrating God's generosity in providing all that we need. It's also the 16th Sunday after Trinity, and our readings talk about faith. The disciples said to Jesus, increase our faith. I wonder what led to that request. Well, at the beginning of the chapter, Jesus had said, it is impossible that no occasions of stumbling should come, but woe unto them, him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung round his neck and he were thrown into the sea, rather than he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. So the disciples said, Lord, increase our faith. I'm sure they were thinking, wow, that's a lot to ask. How can we ever avoid causing a little one to stumble? It's a tough assignment, Jesus. Increase our faith so that we can do it. We can't do it on our own. Then Jesus said, be careful if your brother sins against you. Rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he comes 7 times back saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. So the disciples said, Lord, increase our faith. I'm sure they were thinking, wow, that's a lot to ask. How can we give someone who sins against us even seven times in one day? You're asking the impossible, Jesus. So increase our faith so that we can do the impossible. We can't do it on our own. Lord, increase our faith. Help us. Make it possible for us to live to your impossible standards. Save us from being merely human. Save us, Lord. It isn't unusual for people to feel overwhelmed faced with things that Jesus said. The Sermon on the Mount is a good example. Jesus said, "Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, there is no way you will enter the kingdom of heaven." Lord, increase our faith. We can't do it on our own. We can't be more righteous than these super righteous men. Help us, Lord. Increase our faith. Jesus also said, "But I tell you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those that hate you. And pray for those who mistreat you and persecute you, that you may be children of your Father who is in heaven." Lord, have mercy. We can't love our enemies. We have enough trouble loving our friends. Help us, Lord. Increase our faith. In the movie Robin Hood, Robin, played by Kevin Costner, as you remember, approaches a young man getting ready to shoot an arrow at a target. Robin asked, "Can you shoot amid distractions?" That was a good question, because the young man might be asked to go to war with his bow and arrow, and there are lots of distractions there. Can you shoot amid distractions? Then, just before the young man released his arrow, Robin reached over and tickled his ear with a feather, and the young man missed the target by several feet. Everyone had a good laugh at the young man's expense. But then Maid Marian asked Robin, Can you shoot amid distractions, Robin? Can you do what you were challenging this young man to do?" So Robin takes his bow and arrow and prepares to shoot the target. But just as he releases the arrow, Marian leans over and blows painfully into his face. Robin not only misses the target, but his arrow almost kills a bystander. Lord, have mercy. Lord, increase our faith. Temptation overwhelms us, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord. Save us. But it isn't just temptations, sex, money and drugs that threaten to undo us. It's also the temptation to do good things. Thomas A. Kempis put it this way, he said, "The devil is continually tempting thee to seek high things, to go after honours." I'm reminded of the old court cartoon. The devil is standing in front of an executive's desk. A window looks out onto the executive's domain, factories and chimneys. The devil is obviously trying to find the executive's price. He asked, "What about your picture on the cover of the Time magazine?" It even happens in churches. Someone gets an idea about how we should do it better, starts rolling other people, trying to get people to do his or her way. Too many times we're tempted to say, my way or no way. People like that offend other people who then leave the church. Sometimes for another church, but often for no church at all. The people with the big idea, convinced that they're doing the right thing, often split churches and make life difficult for all of us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, increase our faith. Lord, help us. Lord, save us. When the disciples said, increase our faith, Jesus responded in these words, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you would tell this sycamore tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Now, that isn't how we wanted Jesus to respond. When the disciples said, increase our faith, he wanted Jesus to increase their faith. He wanted him to wave a wand over their heads and endow them magically with great faith. We wanted him to say something clever that would buck them up, that would give them sudden insight, that would increase their faith. But Jesus didn't do that. He told them that they wouldn't have to become spiritual giants. They wouldn't have to possess towering faith. All they would need is faith the size of a mustard seed, one of the world's smallest seeds. If they could develop even that tiny bit of faith, they would tap into God's power so that they could say to a tree, be uprooted and planted into the sea, and the tree would do that. Did Jesus mean that literally? Did he mean that we could say Shazam to a tree to make it jump out of the ground and plant itself in the sea? Perhaps Jesus was using hyperbole, dramatic language, exaggerated language. Perhaps he was using the image of a tree jumping out of the ground to teach the disciples something important, that even tiny faith could give them great power, that even tiny faith could help them tap into God's power. But let us remember an important fact. Jesus did give the disciples the great faith they wanted. He just didn't do it straight away. It would not be until the resurrection that the disciples would get the boost in faith they were asking. After they saw the risen Christ, they became men and women of huge, world-changing faith. Before the resurrection, they hid in a locked room for fear that the people who killed Jesus would come after them next. After the resurrection, they left their locked room and went out into the streets of Jerusalem, where Peter preached a great sermon, and the disciples baptized 3,000 people. Those disciples went on there to plant churches in place after place. These ordinary men and women started something that affects us even today, even in Tyler's Green. The faith of those men and women allowed them to tap into God's power and to change the world. Jesus didn't wave a wand over them. He helped them grow in faith. And so it is with us. We're growing in faith right now, here in this service, singing hymns of faith, listening to the scriptures, thanking God for the harvest. Jesus helps us increase our faith in a thousand different ways. He increases our faith every time we make a decision to act in faith. He increases our faith when we read the scriptures or pray or talk about spiritual things with another person. Sometimes Jesus increases our faith by letting us fall flat on our face, by letting us suffer the consequences of our actions. Jesus sometimes hands out tough love just to help us grow. Every day is an opportunity to grow in faith. Every day is an opportunity for Christ to help us grow. Every day is an opportunity to exercise our faith. And once we have faith, even the size of a tiny mustard seed, Jesus promises, you can tell this sycamore tree to be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it will obey you. It might take a lifetime of growing in faith before we see that happen. But Christ promises that with God's help and a little faith on our part, everything is possible. Amen. And now we come to our hymn, All Creatures of Our God and King, 585.
Lift up your voices.
Just before the creed, let us just look round this church and what people have done with decorations. Aren't that wonderful? Really appropriate on the altar as well. So we thank those people who've done that, don't we? So let us come to the creed as we stand. Take up your sheets. By faith, I look up to the heavens. I know within its vastness that this is your creation, planned before the beginning of time. By faith, I hold a seed in my hand. I am amazed at the potential of life and creation contained in something so small. By faith, I hear your voice. You spoke a word, and the universe came into existence. Yet you listen to the prayer within my soul. By faith, I try to do your will. I know that you lead me to places where purpose has been right. By faith, I cling to you. I know the strength that I receive as its source in the heart of all things. Amen. Please be seated. Jean will come and lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, just like a mustard seed so small, a small amount of faith in you takes root and grows. Help us to grow in genuine faith to enable us to have total dependence on you and for us to be ready when you call us to do your will. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Lord, during this harvest time, as we see the rich bounty nature can provide, we take time to give you thanks. Thank you for this year's harvest, which has had to endure the extreme weather and global issues. Thank you for all the farmers and workers who in all weathers gather in our crops. Thank you for the variety of foods we have in our supermarkets, and that we can gain nourishment and strength from them. However, we remember and pray for all those who do not have enough to eat and are in a spiral of starvation, and we hope that governments, charities, and those with necessary skills to help will be more determined to end world hunger. Help us to look after your creation, Lord, and to treasure all we have to make it a safe and happy place to live for our future generations. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father, as usual, the news this week has been grim with infighting in our parliament and financial institutions. We pray that your spirit will guide all those who have a position of responsibility in government and elsewhere to make the right decisions for our country. There has been Hurricane Ian destroying homes and property in Florida and Cuba, leaving many without anywhere to live and thousands without power. And also Hurricane Fiona ripping houses up in eastern Canada. May you give the people strength to rebuild and to repair. We also pray, of course, for comfort and healing for those who have lost loved ones in both storms. We hear of annexation by Russia of some areas of eastern Ukraine. We pray for calm for the people, Lord, and peace and resolution for the conflict in Ukraine itself. We thank you for the long reign of our late sovereign, Queen Elizabeth II. May you grant her son, King Charles III, wisdom, love, and patience, as he now has become our sovereign and head of state. Lord, in your mercy. For many, this time of year is glorious, with the gold and copper of leaves on the trees turning these colours before they fall. For others, hearts are heavy and heads hang down with difficult decisions, problematic relationships, and uncertain health, and with winter approaching too, the colder weather. Touch their lives with hope, Lord, and assure them that nothing can separate them from your love. Especially we pray for John Watts, unwell at home at this time, and let us not forget Angela as well. For Caden Edwards, halfway through his proton beam treatment. For Jean and Paul Ricketts, daughter-in-law Amanda, having chemotherapy. Lord, in your mercy. God of October, Lord of the year, lead us through this month with faith, hope, and love. And now we say together the prayer Jesus has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Jean. I'd just like to say a prayer for my friend Ian Wallace. And I know that he's back at home. He's feeling a bit better, but we know that he's still very weak and that Sue is looking after him. So can we just bow our heads briefly? Lord, we pray for Ian, and we pray for Sue, and we pray for the whole family. We ask, Lord, that you restore Ian to his best, his robust best, as he used to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Now our offertory hymn, we must have it, mustn't we? We plough the fields and scatter, 585.
Water, my God.
As we stand, we face each other across the aisle, as usual, and we say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you. And may God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the source of all goodness and growth, pour blessings upon all things created and upon us, his children, that we may use his gifts to the glory and welfare of all peoples. And the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us all and all we serve. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.